Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, Sacred Wind. You are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central. My guest today is Kara from St. Charles. She's going to be talking about readings and what she does. That's really cool stuff. So if you like what you hear on the program today, we have a donation page at PayPal. You can get a PayPal and type in starwaya@hotmail.com to donate to the program. We also have javazen.co coffee. It's superfood coffee. It's really good coffee, and it's good for you. It doesn't give you the jitters. I also want to feature our free water store in Chesterfield, Missouri. They're pretty cool. You can check that out on Forum Parkway. They have great water. Also, Prospectors in High Ridge, Missouri. They have great crystals and rocks, and I want to feature Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville. You can check them out. I've been giving services there. There's a lot of neat things to check out in Belleville, Illinois, Stages Wellness Holistic Center. There's acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, Reiki, psychic and medium readings, animal communication, gemstones, and organized and spiritual coaching. So I'm going to bring Care live to our program. We're going to get started here. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulty, so we lost some callers, which I'm going to try to get back. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on the keypad to talk to us, and we will take your call second half of the show. And so I'm going to bring Care live now to the program, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself. Hey, Care, welcome to the show. I'm so sorry we had technical difficulty. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's awesome that you're here. I know I've seen you at previous fairs and really enjoyed seeing what all you do, and I know you teach Reiki as one, you know, thing that you do in the St. Charles area and probably other areas. I think you travel too, don't you?
Yes, I do travel to events or private people's homes. So those opportunities do come up.
Awesome. So how can people get a hold of you? We'll start out with that first and then go on with our program here.
Sure. Well, my shop is located on Main Street in St. Charles.
Oh, how cool.
It is cool. It's such a great little street. There's, you know, all kinds of knickknacks and little shops. It's just so cozy feeling, really, when you walk on Main Street. And they have so many festivals there. One coming up for 4th of July is going to be on the riverfront side, but that's a short walk from Main Street. It's right there. It's all part of Main Street, really. So I'm enjoying that space. I'm in a downstairs location. I do have a sign on the side of the building. It's 534 South Main Street in St. Charles. And in there, I do a thing. Do you want me to talk about what I do?
Go ahead. I would love to hear it.
Awesome. I do tarot card reading, just like you do, right? And then I do a Reiki session.
You know what? I just want to fill in something here with you. You are very accurate on your readings. I just want to tell you that you're very good, and I have an appreciation with your ethics because you radiate such professionalism and you make things happen. You know, I'm really glad to know you and know how you work because you're just kind and professional, and you get right down to, you know, the information that's needed.
Correct. Yes. And I appreciate that. The information is really what is most important, but I appreciate the compliments. That was very nice of you to say. And it is important to have high ethics in this business. That is one thing I hold myself to a very high standard. And I hope that people appreciate that. I think they do. The feedback I get from clients is positive when it comes to professionalism and ethics. They know that their information is private with me, and I appreciate that they come to me for sometimes personal matters.
Exactly. That's wonderful. And I'm glad that they do, because you can give them a safe space to feel really good.
Absolutely. And having a safe space is important for all of us, isn't it? We need somewhere we can kind of be ourselves. And I think sometimes it's a great place for people to come. And especially like if they don't know me, it feels a little bit safer sometimes. But then once they get to know me, I do have repeat clients too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's tarot card reading. But it applies to everything that I do, really, right? So I also do Reiki sessions. I perform them in that same space. I also do all of these things remotely I can do, but primarily right now most people are coming in person because everybody wants to see people these days, which is fabulous. And then I also do medium readings. So that is getting to be very popular. I am becoming known as the Main Street Medium. So that is
the Main Street Medium. How cool is that?
Clever little, yes, I thought that was fun. So I went ahead and put it on my sign. Mm-hmm. So my sign now is the Main Street Medium.
We have a coincidence here. Oh. Well, it's not coincidence. It's kind of cool, actually. You work on Main Street in St. Charles, and I worked on Main Street, have been working, I should say. I have been working on Main Street in Belleville, which is really cool.
Oh, my
God. I mean, I think it's so neat how you're the Main Street medium or Main Street Reiki person, psychic, all that good stuff in St. Charles. And look at you, you know, that's so cool. And I work on Main Street in Belleville.
Yes, I think that is a cool coincidence. I did not know that, so that is kind of fun to hear. There are so many parallels with people in life, and there are no quote-unquote coincidences, but it is a cool parallel, see? So we're meant to be together doing this show. That's what that means to me.
Yes, it is. Well, I said to myself, I'm going to have her back on my show one of these days when she's wanting to come on, and I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to do it again. So anyway, back to, so my sign says the Main Street Medium, and then it has my logo. I created a logo that I really like. It's like a heart with an infinity in the middle, and it's different colors. Very meaningful to me, and it catches the eye, I hope. So if you're looking for me, you can look for that sign hanging. It is on the side of a building. So I do tarot card reading and Reiki, and then I also combine them, gosh, back in probably 2016 when I used to do this out of my home, into a combo session. So I also offer a tarot and Reiki combo session so that you start with a tarot card reading, and then we move into the energy session of the Reiki. So that is kind of a cool.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It really is. It's kind of a cool, complete time for someone, right? So they can get the insight through the cards and psychically, and then we work on the energetic body. So I find that is really very popular in my shop. So if you don't know what you're looking for, I always suggest you start there. That's a good place to start. And that way you can see what you like and what you're drawn to. So anyway, the other thing I do that we got to talking, and then I, about the Main Street Medium, is medium readings. And I offer those in my shop also. And those are very comforting to people in grief or just missing a loved one, because we all have these human emotions and we all feel the loss of someone, even though most of us really and truly know that this is not the end of the spirit. But it's still that physical presence of someone that we hold dear to our heart is gone. So the spirit is still there, but a lot of people aren't connecting themselves or don't recognize signs, and that's okay, because I didn't either. But now I really do, and I am able to connect a client coming to see me with a spirit and give them that connection. So that I hold so sacred.
That's wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah, it really is. It's always connecting with spirit is always just such a magical, awe-inspiring, loving feeling. So that is,
yes,
that is
it really
very
is.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's really an honor and a privilege to be able to be the telephone, basically. You know, that's really what I am. So, as you know,
exactly.
That's what we are, right? I do small group medium readings also for 2 to 4 people in that space, but sometimes people are interested in parties or events, and they call me to do either gallery readings for mediumship.
So you do psychic parties too. That's really wonderful.
I do. Tarot parties are very popular. Psychic tarot card readings. I've done birthdays. I've done bachelorette parties, you know. Just any occasion, girls' night out, just because there was one at Christmas. I have a group of ladies that get together every year in February, so it's just an annual thing. So it's just a nice way to celebrate being together, you know. So that
awesome.
Is something else I do. Yeah, it really, really is, and it lifts my spirit. Every time I do these things, it just, not only is the client getting somewhat something, but I am totally being filled, because every time I connect It is so beautiful and reassuring, and just it's just an energy that I cherish, as you know, right? Would you not agree?
I agree. I really love being in the group sessions, meeting people, doing things. It really excites me and makes my world a better place. Because
right.
I enjoy the people. You know, the energy of that is just so so thrilling and so refreshing.
There's like a light, I think, that goes on inside me. That's what I guess kind of how I've come to believe, that the light inside me goes on. I can't really see it with my real eyes, you know, but it's like that's what's happening and that connection happens, and it's just amazing. So I love that. I love that part. I also do.
I do too.
I do intuitive coaching also, which is something that people have asked for. So could they come and just ask me questions about something and kind of get some guidance, or maybe talk to a guide, something like that. So that is something that I also offer now, and that has really opened me up even more, I think, just trying something different. And it's been working wonderful, and people are giving me great feedback. So I'm going to continue to offer intuitive coaching. And the last thing I offer currently right now on Main Street anyway is couples energy session. I did have a couple approach me about a little over a year ago, and one of the couple, the wife, of course, contacted me and asked if there was something I could do special for their anniversary. She wanted to give her husband something special. And so I created a couples energy session. So that is now on my offer plate, and I've done a few of those, and the feedback, again, is pretty good. So I'm going to keep that on my offering plate. So it's a way to energetically bond a couple.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, very, very cool. And like I said, I created it, and it's just a neat way to celebrate a couple, right? And just celebrate the coupleness and the partnership, that kind of thing. So that is something that I think that's the newest thing on offer. I was trying to figure out what was the newest thing. I think that's it. Couples energy session.
Well, I'm excited that you're offering spiritual counseling, that you're doing that, because always when I saw you, I could really see you doing something like that. You know, that was just always something that really stuck with me, that, you know, offering such a comfort space for people and doing such wonderful things that you do, I could totally see you doing that. So I'm excited you're, you know, on that, doing that and on that journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. The nice things you say. It really, really pumps me up there. So the other thing I do in my space, if you'd like to know, is classes and events. Do you want to know what's coming up?
I sure do.
I bet you do. Okay, cool. Good, because I am so excited. Now, a lot of people don't know, but I've been more open now since I retired from teaching. I am open to telling people now I'm a retired teacher. When I was teaching, I didn't go around telling people I'm a public school teacher, but I have now retired from teaching, and so now I just say that. I don't want to say the district I'm from, but I'm a retired school teacher. And I have created my own classes. I've written my own curriculum. I've used the skills I've used for 20-some years, right, teaching,
mm-hmm.
and now I've wrote my own curriculum, and now I teach Learning the Tarot for Beginners. So tarot card reading. I actually have a class starting in 2 days. So Thursdays, well, 3 days, so sorry. So it starts this Thursday. It runs for 6 weeks from 7 to 8:30. And then I also wrote and developed curriculum for Open the Door, Developing Your Psychic Ability. So, and that is another 6-week course. The next session doesn't start
until
September.
So you're teaching psychic ability. Wow, that is really cool.
Yes. Feedback has been amazing from my students. People are opening up. People are learning how to connect. So this has really been something that thrilled me. And then once I started teaching those, I didn't teach those until I got my space on Main Street. And I didn't get the space on Main Street until last July. I opened my space. So it's newer. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on a year anniversary. And so once I had the space, then I thought, I've got to find a way to teach. You know, I do teach Reiki too, so I don't want to leave that out. But part of that is my curriculum. Part of that, I follow a manual that I use from the International Center for Reiki Training. But I do add to it, of course. Now, and that one's coming up in August. There's a weekend in August, 26th and 27th, for that, to be certified for that, for Reiki. But when I moved to that mm-hmm. space, people asked me about learning tarot card reading. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I now have a space I could do that. So I sat down and really began to create a curriculum about that with and the psychic development, too, was the next thing people asked. After they took these first couple classes, the first class in tarot and the first class in psychic development, they wanted more. So now I have written the second curriculum. So I have a tarot 2 class and a psychic development 2 class. I call it Open the Door Wider. But so now I have 2 levels, and I am creating a third mm-hmm. for psychic development to go into mediumship. So that's what's on my plate.
Look at that.
Right now.
You're doing a mediumship training. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to be offering that soon. I am in the middle of writing the curriculum. So I'm going back and trying to figure out, you know, what are the best things to start with. So that's kind of exciting for me. I do love teaching. It fills my soul, too. So that's why I want to do it.
That's awesome. See, people can kind of do what you do and learn. It's so cool when people can learn this amazing stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, people are thrilled. They're always so happy and surprised with themselves that, you know, it's clicking because especially, well, the comments I've heard that regard that are from tarot because people will come to me saying, I've tried to learn tarot. I've tried to read the books. I've tried to memorize the card. But I've created a 6-week course where we learn in small chunks. We do go over every single card, but the way I teach you helps you find a way to tap into what the cards mean, not only from traditional points, but what do they mean to you?
See, I love that because you know what? There was a client, a couple of clients, I guess, that sat down with me at this past fair I went to, and I told them, you know what, the hummingbird may not mean the same thing to your mom as it does your daughter, for example. You know, it may mean something totally different, but what does that mean to you? And that's your answer to, you know, what you're looking for. Like it can mean one thing to them and then something else to someone else. So the fact that we can train people or teach them to tap into their own ability and to do what, you know, we already know how to do, which I knew you knew it even when you were teaching classes as a teacher. I think that's amazing. You know, I'm sure you were very good with the kids you taught in school also.
Right. Yes, I do love being a teacher. I've been told I'm a natural teacher. I just can't help it.
I can tell.
You know, and I love it, though. So that's
one of the passions of mine.
Yeah, so I love that. So I want to now that I'm retired from teaching, I want to live my passion and my dream, and that is what happened. This opportunity to rent a space on Main Street happened, and boom, I did it. And I'm on Main Street in St. Charles, and I just think that's really amazing. So the vibe there is terrific. The buildings are older, so it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful place to be able to start and develop these classes. So I'm living the dream according to me anyway. This is my dream, so it's come true.
Isn't it amazing what you can do as a manifester? Lots of people have issues with that, saying, well, how can I manifest something? Well, look at what you just did. You manifested something that you had your heart set on, and it was because you had so much faith, and we doubt ourselves. That's us being human. But look at what you did. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is an amazing feeling to see that dream come to fruition. It was just like awe-inspiring. I was so excited last July 22nd of 2022 when I opened the doors. That was the date. So I was so excited, and I still am. I still love going to that phase. It feels so good in that space. And I'll tell you, that's what a lot of people say as soon as they walk in the door is, wow, I like this. I love how it feels. And that is just wonderful for me to hear.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
That just
the
speaks
other thing,
volumes to me.
Right? I know. And it's great feedback for me to just keep doing what I'm doing. So if the feedback was the other way, then I would try to change it, you know. But so right now things are staying kind of status quo because it's working and it has a good vibe, good energy, so we're going to leave it that way. But I also do, I host meditations. So I do meditations it's not a regular schedule. It's not every month or every week, you know, and it could be, but currently right now it's not. But every couple of months I do a past life meditation, and then every couple of months I do a spirit guide, meet your spirit guide meditation. And those are lovely. We everybody has their own unique experience. You know, I created the, it's a live guided meditation. You know, I guide you during the meditation and then let them go for a little bit. And we come back and we share a little bit about the experience. And there have been some amazing experiences. So, again, a blessing, just a blessing.
That is a huge blessing. What a cool thing.
Right? That's what I thought. When I heard some of these stories, I was like, wow, that is amazing. And the interesting thing is we doing this work are always still amazed because it is amazing, right? I'm always in awe of this metaphysical journey that I'm on. It's always awe-inspiring. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. And I think that I believe that as we do our work with people, you know, I should say as we're doing it all the time and then we receive, like,
mm-hmm.
say, massage, Reiki, we get younger and we feel better. I mean, like, every time I see myself doing readings, helping people, doing shows, you know, people are like, are you tired after a three-day fair? Are you exhausted? No, I'm amped up and I want to do more. Now, you know, you do get a good night's rest. I mean, I will say that. Because I got a good night's rest, but, you know, I still just keep going because I love it and I'm on fire for it. So, you know, and I just love the space you're in because that little community is just perfect. It's amazing. And it's so balancing and refreshing. I mean, when I've been down there, I just feel really good because that space is just so comfortable. And I haven't been in your space yet, but I already know you, and I just love that warming feeling, you know, that in our color,
right.
Of course, you know, you and I love the purple. So
right.
that energy is just huge. And, I mean, the location in general, the part of Missouri, St. Charles, is just amazing. Like, it feels so different compared to all the other parts. You know, you really can't describe it because it's so beautiful.
Right. It has all that energy from people of the past, you know, people that walked there. It was vibrant, you know. The building I'm in is from the 1800s. I can't remember exactly what year, but it's from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And the space that I rent in particular is part of the original building. So it's 1800s. It's got this beautiful fireplace that's no longer a functional fireplace. Of course, I have candles in there. But it is, you can, the vibe you feel and the energy from all the lives, it's just an amazing vibe on that street in general. But
that's why I love that street you're on. That's why I love the buildings in St. Charles.
Yeah.
I love that 1800s feel because it's
yeah.
just comfort. I get so comforted
yeah.
going to St. Charles, just feeling the energy and the difference in how you feel. It's just amazing.
Right? There really is something special and magical about that area, I think. Something
that area
that
is amazing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to a couple other areas that are like that, you know, like Sedona. So, you know, but, yeah, and once in a while you'll find a place like that that maybe isn't as well known, but it's always kind of cool when you can feel that energy. And then I also think there's something with the water.
Yeah.
Right by the water, right? So I think that that amplifies or somehow affects it. But it doesn't matter because I just love it there.
It's a very comforting, happy. I like the water, too. I'm a sucker for water. You can call me a fish or mermaid in a past life. I don't know. But I really just love, you know, it's quaint. It's 1800s. It's old buildings, and it feels good. And what I like about it is, you know, I'm always looking to see everywhere I go what's there, you know, what kind of healing buildings are there, what kind of people are there, what do they offer? And I go to St. Charles, and I mean, even before you were there, it just felt very neat. And then I heard, oh my gosh, she has an opening down there where she's got a shop and she's doing stuff, and this is good because the energy just flows and is wonderful, so...
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And it's such a, it's a great uplifting feeling. And you kind of, you never know what you're going to run into on Main Street. I went into a restaurant, and it is older also. It's a very old restaurant. And a child spirit held my hand for a few minutes. And I was like, oh, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not really on. So, but thank you for coming and seeing me. And, you know, and you're in the middle of a restaurant, so you can't do a lot, you know, and I don't feel like it's my place because I'm not there to read their store.
Mm-hmm.
I just went into the restaurant. But I know that the spirit there on Main Street or wherever knows who, like they intrinsically know somehow, or they see our light, know that we connect with them easier, you know, than maybe some typical people. But it's very interesting when that happens spontaneously. Has that happened to you?
That's interesting that you ask me that, and I'm going to tell you, yes, it has, and you're probably not surprised. I was in Alton. I was in Alton, Illinois, in the Mineral Springs, and I love that place. You know, it's so funny. You see old buildings, old everything, and, you know, I go, ooh, I like to go to work. You know, that's just something.
Right.
You know, doing psychic readings, doing our healing work. But in Mineral Springs, I went down to where the Mineral Springs were, and there was a little girl that talked to me and told me, I knew she'd drowned. But she was very innocent and just wanting to let me know she was there. And they love our energy. She didn't want to take my energy. She was very, very kind. And I knew I could do pretty much the send her light and love. And, I mean, she wasn't at all haunting the place. You know, I mean, they do kind of depict that as like, ooh, it's haunted Alton. And, yeah, it's a very spiritual place, but I take on spiritual, you know, ooh, it's haunted in a different way. I kind of look at the spiritual. If they're unhappy, I'll say, hey, what's going on? And they'll tell me, and then, you know, the same at Mineral Springs and the Lamp Mansion has been my experience. They, like, go, oh, it's so haunted. It's so negative. And I go, not for me. I send positive energy, you do too, throughout the building, and I make it better. And I just send that vibrant love that just goes into the haunted space, so it's not dark and it's not scary. But this little girl was just very interested in telling me she loved to swim, she liked the water. This was back during the times in Alton where they would soak in the mineral springs. So it was very interesting. That I find that really wonderful that you went to a restaurant and had the experience you did at the restaurant with a little boy. That's really heartwarming.
Right. Right. It is. And I agree with you. And it's depends on the haunting. Like, I'm not interested necessarily in going to prisons and doing a ghost hunt or anything. Places like that would cause
you
stress.
Know,
but, right?
So they were, let me tell you something. They were actually interested in me doing a TV show for the prison,
uh-huh.
like the Jefferson prison. And I go,
Okay.
And a friend of mine was with me, and she says, oh, no, don't do that. They're very dark. You'll take that home with you. And I thought, and I went to bed that night, and I go, they were telling me don't do it. So I didn't do it because I felt, no, I'm not interested
right.
in the negative. I'm just interested in, you know, positive experiences.
And that's exactly what I ask when I work with spirit. I want to work with positive. So there may be dark, but that doesn't really cross my path. So, and I'm very pleased with that.
Same here.
So, yeah, most, mm-hmm. yeah, same places that we cross where it's quote-unquote haunted. So it depends on what it's haunted from. So, you know what I mean? And this is a community. St. Charles was old back then, so of course there's going to be some kind of spirit activity, but I have not ever, nor will I, run into malevolent. You know what I mean? It's always just, you know, typical. They're typical people like we are, only in spirit.
That's how I treat them. Like, you know, everybody wants to make the certain places commercial. So, ooh, it's haunted and it's creepy.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in there like, look, I don't need a tour guide. I don't need anything. I'm just going to sit here and give my love to whatever. And it's so strong that it just beams throughout the building, even when we're doing fairs and stuff. And I've seen
right.
that with you also.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly. I think most of us do that, and it's natural. It's just a natural thing that happens, and I don't know that we ever want to learn how to stop it. So why we're not hurting anything? It's just recognizing too the oneness of the universe. You know, we all recognize that oneness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just that deep love for self and others. I mean, just. Because that's all the same to me, you know. So yeah. So
absolutely.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, in the future, as far as going to any paranormal spaces, I did go to the LAMP with a couple other medium friends of mine, and we spent the night. Just I'll say it lightly, had some fun, but I don't mean that we, you know, we respect spirit. We are very honorable of spirit. And nothing
mm-hmm.
scary happened to us. There are some spirits there that we experienced, but never any negative thing. It was very nice, you know, very peaceful. And it was, you know, fun is a word that I don't know, but we enjoyed it. How's that? That's what I want to say. We enjoyed that because that's what we do. And so we took that opportunity just to relax for an evening and hang out with spirit, basically.
Well, the funny thing is I have wanted to always, and I've gone to Lent Mansion many, many times and just sat there and talked with them and brought a journal, like a book, and just sat there and kind of talked to them. And they'll just talk to me anyway and have a conversation, and I'll kind of notate some things and I'll send love. But I hadn't had the experience of spending the night yet. I say yet because it's going to happen one of these days. And I do like the lavender lady and the, I think her name was Elsa. She was very intuitive. I do find that place very comforting. And it's the old building, you know, energy again. It's the old
yeah.
building, old feeling. You know, that's what I like. And I enjoy being around, you know, Native American spirits too, because I had
mm-hmm.
college experience with the natives that was positive. So, I mean,
great.
I just make it a positive experience. They're not scary. And a lot of times people, oh, that's frightening. And I go, people just want to make it frightening. And we're kind of polar opposite. We want to make it a positive experience because we enjoy it. You know, with your Reiki training, you can dissolve
right.
that darkness, negativity,
mm-hmm.
because we're alchemists. That's what we do. We take the
right.
energy and we dissolve it and turn it to positive.
Right. So it transmutes energy. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I agree with all of that. Exactly. And the energy there is is what I found, though, I'll tell you this. When I'm there during the day, or I don't feel as much. It's the evening when it's still, then I think
mm-hmm.
spirit comes out more for me anyway. Do you find that when it's still or not as many people around?
I do. You know, when a lot of people are around, they just go, nope. And I feel like they kind of go into like a corner because they're not really interested in talking with them or bothering them, which really a lot of people think, oh, they're going to bother us when we're in there. And I think that's just a lot of TV, stage stuff that's not really good for our energies. It's kind of like what you watch on TV. If you watch those bad, scary, I'm horrible kind of movies, or you feed your brain with horrible stuff, you're going to have a bad experience. So, you teach that in meditation and in Reiki,
mm-hmm.
which those are good principles. You're a very good teacher. I love that.
Thank you very much. But you spoke of horror films. Like, I don't watch them. I don't like them.
Me either.
They are not. I don't want that in my psyche. You know what I mean? I just don't want it in my brain. I don't know. There may be one or two I've seen through the years that were a quality story or something, but for the most part, no. Like, I've never seen all the Halloween movies. I've never seen, you know what I mean, all of those. I don't need to see that. That does not interest me. Gives me a happy ending.
I agree.
I like
well,
a happy
again, it's
story.
Feeding. It's feeding your brain, you know, which, I mean, you know, you take care of the inside of your body, your soul, you eat right, you listen to positive music, you feed your soul with spiritual messages and all that which you teach, and I love it. You know, there's just so much to learn and so much to explore with things that you do, too.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, we all choose what goes in, right? And then, but... You know, we just back in school, they used to tell us what goes in, you know, must calculate somehow, and then there's an output. So I do think that has a factor for me that I don't know if that's why I don't like horror movies, if it's my metaphysical side, I don't know, or I don't like certain music, you know, but on the opposite side, the pretty music, the music that they talked about scientifically making beautiful shapes, you know, under the, you know, when they did that water experiment with droplets of water and playing music, that's the music I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love nice, beautiful, light sounds. I do like music too, don't get me wrong, but I don't like the kind that makes the water in shapes that are sharp and charred. And that's, so I find it so interesting. There's some science here, very much some science here, and it just validates that, you know, okay, cool. So what I'm doing is probably best for the cells in my body, you know?
Well, it's like you have a frequency tone. I took some singing bowl classes and became a certified singing bowl practitioner with Lisa Greslick of Sound, S-V-O-U-N-D, and she's out of St. Louis. But you know, the singing bowls have a certain frequency, too. There's a pitch that you can't handle, and then there's a pitch you can handle, and it's based on your energy. So what I call what you're saying is it's all principles of vibrant music that's positive, feeding your soul with positive words and things like affirmations, talking to your cells, you know, telling yourself you're healthy, you're loved, and all that, going for a walk in nature. All those things that you teach with meditation, which I'm sure you share those things
mm-hmm.
when you teach with your teachings, that's what's key here, is keeping your frequency high no matter what's around you going on. It's happening around you, not to you.
Bingo. And that is something I incorporate in my classes, that high, keeping your frequency high, especially when I do a tarot card
mm-hmm.
reading for someone who is looking for love. So the first thing they need to do is tune up their own energy, because what
Absolutely,
you put out is what
yes.
you get. Okay, so if you are not
you got
in
that
a good
right.
state, you are going to attract someone not in a good space, and that doesn't make for anything happy in the end, you know. So you've got to work on you first, raise your own vibration, love yourself, all of that, bring it all up, and then you can attract people with that same high vibration that are happy, you know, loving, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. And that is so, it seems so simple, but yet I think we all forget that once in a while. We all kind of look at it a little differently. So the light bulb goes on a lot of times when I explain that. They're like, wow, that's right. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
and probably the same when you explain it. It's like, yeah, it's just a reminder. We need reminders. We're people. We need reminders.
Boy, don't we ever. See, I was down that road once, and I really didn't know how to. I was very sick, and I didn't know how to pull up and get that frequency going, and that's what really, you know, got me. I mean, part of it was my habits, so you have to be willing to change. You know, like,
yeah.
I was so thankful that hair analysis came along and music came along, that I was, you know, affirmations and all that to, you know, make sure your temple is good, make sure your spiritual health is proper, you know, all that stuff that you learn over time, which you and I knew all along, and I knew it,
right.
And I was going, why am I not feeling good? That's like, oh,
right.
Yeah, you know, and it's the principles that you teach that, you know, got me back on track, and people kind of going, hello, wake up, remember these principles we taught you or you knew a long time ago? Oh,
right.
You know? So, yes, we
yeah.
need reminders all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Myself included. Mm-hmm.
Right. And a lot of times that's healthy eating. I think that's one that a lot of people slip away from, myself included. I have just started.
I've done
I
that,
am,
too.
I,
mm-hmm.
You have? Okay. I have always eaten somewhat healthy. I love my fruits and veggies. But, you know,
me
I just
too.
Told my
mm-hmm.
husband, I'm not eating out of a, if it's out of a box or a can, I don't know that I'm going to eat it. I don't know how I feel about that anymore.
What I learned was the fresher, the better. And I've, you know, I ate healthy too, just like you did, but I kind of got carried away and it wasn't good. I mean, they show you, they teach you, they say you can't get off that path. You've got to stay on that
right.
path in order to be a good channeler, a good reader, a good medium,
right.
A good healer, right. a good Reiki master, a teacher, what have you, you know, even in your work as a teacher, you have to have that good amount of sleep. You know, the meditation's really good, salt bath to clear your energy and all that. They remind you, and they went, hello, you weren't eating right. And I went, you, that's not good.
Yeah.
So I learned
yeah, me
and
too.
It can
mm-hmm.
it can take a trip to the hospital, and they went, oh, God, no, I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want to do that
right.
anymore. So I had to learn, okay, get yourself around those healers again, like yourself, and get in there and just, you know, take their examples, which you have to walk the walk in order to, you know, be the practitioner and teach them. You have to do it yourself, too.
Right, exactly. And the cool thing about my space is I'm right next door to a vegan restaurant. So that
oh
that
my gosh,
really
I bet
healthy.
You take advantage of that. Yes.
You know I do.
That's really
it's,
cool.
It's Peace Love Coffee, vegan bakery.
Oh gosh, I'm going to have to come
cafe.
Visit.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
yeah.
It's really good. It's really good. So yes, I do enjoy their food, and it's when you eat something like that, that's so much better for you than, you know, the opposite of that, right? Or I had fallen off the wagon a little bit with really healthy eating. I kind of took advantage of, you know, foods that are not maybe the best for me. I call them now plastic foods. You know?
Yeah, they so, really are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really trying to, you know, eat better. And I've really, the readings I've done since I've done that, I really feel like are either improving or I just get there faster. You know what I mean? I really see a difference. So that feedback makes me continue on the path. So I think this is my
well,
final
you know,
time I'm ever going to slip.
I will say this. and it applies to me too. When you don't eat that good, okay, and then you go into work and you're doing your readings and your Reiki or your shaman work, you know, you can kind of feel it. And then when you're eating proper, like I did that, started doing it for like every single day, I thought, why am I making this shake? You know, why am I eating this way? And so they'll tell you, you're right, just like they tell you, clients will tell you, oh, my gosh, your readings are so right on. You're so focused and you're present and you're here. And I thought, you know, for a while there, I wasn't very present in my body, you know, like telling people and knowing. And I might have been going through that when I was doing fairs before when I had met you. But it's so interesting how they tell me, okay, you have to maintain a high frequency and keep yourself in your body and not try to run away from it, because, and that's hard. They're testing you to see if you can keep that high frequency and all that good stuff, you know, and your classes are important there because you can really work on self-cleaning, self-maintaining, all that good stuff.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And it's a learning curve for everybody. If anybody wants to develop psychically, then psychic development is a great class. But learning the tarot for beginners will also give your psychic ability a little boost, and you get to learn the tarot card reading. And, of course, Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki is just one more tool, and that often opens people up for psychic ability too. So any of those, they're all good for people to learn more and more, put more tools in their toolbox than they've had before.
Right. But I do agree, the key also is to feed your mind and your soul and your spiritual path with that meditation, that good eating, like the restaurant next to you sounds like the best thing that ever happened to you.
Right. Exactly, right. It's hard to make an excuse to eat something that's not vegan or healthier for you when I've got this beautiful store right next door.
When it's right there in front of you and it goes, hey, I want you to do this, you go, oh, see, that's like me walking down the street going, yep, I'm really loving it in St. Charles. I'm happy now. I'm in this venue, you know, walking down the street. And then all of a sudden you see this restaurant that says, hey, look at me, and then you go, oh, I need to go in there and get myself some lunch, you know, and then you're like, yeah, I'm taking my lunch break, eating healthy. Then when you're on the clock again, you know, all of a sudden you're a clear channel. And then when you don't do that, you're not as clear. You're kind of, flipping around, doing stuff you notice, because I have, you know, and it's really changed me for the better.
Right, absolutely. And it's just discipline and creating that habit. But once it becomes a habit, it's so much easier, right? After repetition.
Yeah, it really is.
So much easier. Yeah. So I'm not struggling right now, so that's the good news. I've just told myself holidays, birthdays, you know, special occasions are going to be time when I'll allow myself to deviate from my healthy eating plan. Other than that, I'm on my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've heard them say many times, if you really are going, oh, that looks so good, you can't do it every day, but you can have a little bit, just don't overdo it, or you'll be going, oh, crap, you know, and then it could go into a sickness. So don't deprive yourself, but make sure you stay disciplined on that pathway to doing what you're doing.
Correct. That's basically my mantra right now when it comes to what goes inside my body, what I chew and swallow, you know, to fortify my body, you know, and my spirit body. So I want to make sure I'm, you know, fortifying my physical body and being able to still reach that frequency that I need to reach, right, without slugging it down with foods I shouldn't be eating.
That is so true. It's kind of like you are what you eat, but you're also – you are what you feed your spiritual soul or your mind.
Bingo.
Because your mind and heart being connected, they need to be connected and work together, and that will create your frequency level. And when you're there, then boom, you're manifesting. So you want to be the vibrant, positive manifester so you don't draw something to you regret. Because I was there once, and I tell people, The key is if you go, oh, I'm thinking a negative thought, just switch it off. You know, it's easier said than done, but the practice can be done.
And it's just like healthy eating. It's creating a habit. It's just doing it over and over, repetition, and creating a healthy habit for you, right? So, yeah, thinking patterns, eating habits, whatever we're talking about. It's just getting through that. There is research that suggests after 21 days, it's now a solid habit. So if you can get through 3 weeks, you're good to go. And 3 weeks is not much time. It goes by so fast these days.
Exactly. You know, the timing these days is just going by so quickly.
Mm-hmm. I have noticed. That feels like that. I mean, isn't it almost July?
Well, I do believe it is, because we're at the end of June, and it's gone by so quickly.
4th of July is going to be here next week, I think. Holy cow.
Yeah, it could. I think it is.
Yeah. So yeah, time is precious here. So I want to be at my best. So that's why I'm continuing my habits and really working on this last one that swayed for a while, this healthy eating habit. So it's coming along great, and I already feel a lot brighter, clearer. I don't know how else to say that. I think brighter and clearer, I think, is really how my mind feels. It's very interesting. So I'm sure some of those foods aren't good for me, but what's necessarily not good for me might not be what's not good for other people, you know, too.
Well,
have
you ever noticed, like, I mean, you know, I've talked with some people, and they say, what are you doing that's making you so bright and happy? And I'll say, well, what I might be doing for me may not be the same for you as it is for me, because we have different supplements we take. We have different foods we eat that are good for us, but we can eat different foods no matter what. And I mean, you know, what's good for me may not, I mean, the spiritual practices are pretty easy. You know, that's a no-brainer. You can do affirmations, talk to yourself, tell yourself I love you, you know, and love yourself. But, you know, what works for me might not be healthy or work for, you know, say the other person, because we all have different bodies. And we test differently with hair analysis, and, you know, we get our blood drawn. I mean, that's just an obvious thing. So what might be working for them might not work for me. So we have to really figure that out, you know, and it's a process.
Yeah. It's trial and error sometimes, right? And I think that goes back to what we were talking about, vibrational frequency, because our energetic self, right, it, you know, it's different. It's unique, right? We all have our own little vibrational tone, if you will. And so taking all of this physical body stuff with genetics, we take that into account also. And then everything in our auric field and our energy body, take that into account, put that together. I think that affects all of these things, right? So we kind of have to...
Oh, it does.
We got to figure out, okay, what is best for this combination of stuff, you know, because we're all so unique beings. So I've seen it time and time, although many of us have many things that are common, you know, fruits and vegetables, good for you, pretty much, okay? Unless you have an allergy, right, to one, right? Then you just omit it. Very simple. To me, it's very simple. But other than that, you got to figure out what helps, what keeps your body at maximum frequency, at maximum capacity, at maximum performance. So, and that's kind of what I'm looking at now. And maybe I'm looking at it now too, because I am aging. You know, clearly I've retired, so I am aging, so I'm paying attention more than maybe I have ever before.
See, and that's really good, because, you know, I mean, when you're reading a person's energy and chakras, it's very different. Everybody's different. But we can balance them out, and you can do that based on what you're guided from spirit, because that's how you work. You use different frequencies to just guide you and let you know what to do.
Absolutely. And that I do that very frequently when someone's on my massage table for Reiki treatment. I lay them on a massage table. I'm not a masseuse, but that's how I do Reiki. But anyway, so typically if I feel like something's off, then I do that. Absolutely. I do the energy work to balance the chakras to the best of my ability and give them advice on how to keep them that way. Because I can fix it. I can work on it and balance it while you're on my table. Now it's your job to keep it that way.
Right. Now, a lot of people will ask me, how do I keep my chakras balanced? I mean, now I do know that visualizing your chakras rotating in a clockwise and visualizing them very clean and centered is a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very good. Absolutely. That is one way to do it. I usually suggest going on YouTube because it's free and looking
mm-hmm.
for a guided meditation for chakras, because they can learn. Like, people can start to learn. They walk you through them and they talk about what emotions or colors or other things are associated with that chakra. And it keeps people engaged, because not only do people want to know how to do that, but then they say, I can't meditate. I have a hard time meditating. I've tried meditating. So then I come up with, do a guided one, because it's not just silence. You don't have to be in silence. You can listen to a guided meditation, and they teach you about your chakra energy centers. And I think that I want to educate people, so that's why I usually tell them to do that. And the second piece I tell them is, don't pick one that's over like 20 to 30 minutes. You can get it done in 20 minutes unless you have that much time. Most people lose patience, is what I found, when they feel like they're not successful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that people can tune into YouTube. It's a great source, and just find what you need to balance out your energy field, your chakras. But a session from you is helpful, too, because, you know, we need that, and we can, you know, do that to help ourselves. And, you know, when you do that, you're giving to yourself, and you're also getting something to the, you know, practitioner does also, which is
right.
huge.
It's a two-way street, right? So that
absolutely.
Is huge. And you're right. Most people learn about their chakras or how to do that after they've been on my table, you know? And so that's just one thing I ask them to do for them, but to come see me when they feel like they need a tune-up or something
mm-hmm.
is off, come on back. But in the meantime, try to keep that vibration high by helping to clear those energy centers of your body.
And that's key. See, that's back to the test of people will test you and try to bring your energy down. And we work at keeping it up, but it is a challenge when you're in a body because, you know, I kind of went, ooh, I was flying away. Now I'm down here on Earth. This is the funny. Now I'm rock solid because I've got all these rocks around me. That's a joke, you know. Rocks in my pocket.
Right.
I'm going, boy, we're solid to the ground. You should fill my purse. Oh, that's a joke. So I'm solid on the ground, you know, and I'm going, wow, they really do test you. My goodness. And they want us to keep our frequency up? How crazy. But, you know, we work at it.
Right. Yeah, you do have to work at it. Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, it's still worth it. It's so worth it to try to keep everything in balance. And it gives me a focus. And I just feel better when I take care of all those boxes that I've got to check, you know, with the energy
exactly.
body and the physical
mm-hmm.
body. Yeah, and then that way I can be a better practitioner for my clients, for people who come to see me. I want to be the best I can be.
Well, and I've had a lot of lessons from you, and I've learned quite a bit just in, you know, meeting you and knowing what you do. I thought, oh, my goodness, how exciting is this? You know, you're doing so much to help people, and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It feeds my soul on a level I can't even explain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that part of it is that teacher in me, and part of it is that spirit in me that knows that we have the same light, you know, we are of the same, we are one. So it's just something I love to do, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I get very energized, and I get happy, and I'm going all over the universe, so I'm not staying put in one place. And it's funny because everywhere I travel, you know, I go, oh, this is so fulfilling. You know, and I really enjoy that. It's just filling my soul. So once I find, you know, a place that I kind of worked some in Belleville. I still am, but I just go all over the place. You know, really where I'm called to go. And, you know, but I'm being told there's going to be like a place that you have similar that I'm going to be working out of, and that's exciting.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, it'll be similar to what, you know, you do, but like I said, I still love visiting like St. Charles because it has this vibration that I just love, and I keep going, yes.
Right.
I just love that vibration, and I get excited. So, you know, people should see you and go ahead and check you out.
That would be great, and I do think that being in St. Charles is fun. And like I said, 4th of July, you could check it out if you've never been because it's going to be quite the festival down there. But I know what you're talking about. You mentioned Alton, and that has a vibe too. Definitely has a vibe in Alton. So there's definitely some history there too.
Yeah, I had this experience where I had been in St. Louis, I guess, you know, pretty much a ton of times and stayed with friends and lived, let's say, years. And during that time, I kind of went, and somebody said, what's the one thing you really want to know about? And during that time, I said, gosh, in Illinois, the thing I want to learn about is the mineral springs. What is that? So I experienced that. You know, I went over there and saw what it was because I had no clue. I was clueless at that point. And I thought, my goodness, I love this. You know, this is awesome. But I really like the St. Charles vibe, too.
Right. So I don't even know that I know what Mineral Springs is other than the Mineral Springs Hotel.
That is what I'm talking about. You know, like this girl on the phone, she had mentioned, she said, have you ever been over to the Mineral Springs? I said, no, it kind of sounds neat. What are you talking about? You know, the hotel. But see, they have the Mineral Springs in there. Back a long, 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 long time ago, they would bathe in the Mineral Springs. So you know what it is because you've been over there, I'm sure, seen it. But, you know, at that point, I'd just been in St. Louis, and I thought, what is that? So I went over there and kind of went, oh, that's what it is. How interesting. Before It's Raining Zen came there, I was there before it was there. It was just a bunch of shops and a barber that was over there, and they were asking me questions, and I was telling them what I could see, and they said, well, you're right, welcome in, you know, welcome to the club. And I thought, okay, that's different, how cool. But you know, St. Charles gave me this, like, I don't know, it's just a much more older town but happy vibe, you know. Not that Alton isn't, but I enjoy St. Charles a whole lot, so I get a thrill out of being there.
Right. Well, and it's quaint. It's got all the little shops and a cobblestone street. So it's got a lot of character, right? So
I love the carriage that goes down there, too. I like the carriage rides, you know. So I have a lot of things that are in my heart with St. Charles, too. So knowing you're there is just a hop, skip, and a jump, too, that, you know, would make you want to skip. So just letting you know.
Well, and you know what? You mentioned the carriage ride. Now I'm thinking about, I haven't seen the carriage for, I don't think it was there. I don't think it's been there since I've been there. I don't know
if
they still have that. Yeah.
They
may have changed that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'll have
to pay attention. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look around, too, and see if I see anything on that, because I did take a ride down the cobblestone, and that was cool. That was the most memorable thing. Yeah, because I love horses.
I wonder if it's just something they do during that Christmas. They have this big Christmas celebration between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, where it all turns into old Christmas, and it's just decorated, and it's beautiful. It's a great time to go to. But I'm wondering if that's some time the carriages are there.
Yeah, now they may have switched it to that, but at the time I was there, which it was way before – you've got that building, which I think is so cool. I'm going to have to come visit you. they had it during kind of the spring months. So I was there when the grass was green and the wind was blowing and there's a white horse with the carriage going down. So it was kind of fun.
Wow. Okay. Well, that you're describing today. I'm looking outside. The tree's blowing and the grass is green.
Describing exactly how the weather is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how fun is that? So you want to take some callers? We're into the second half here. We have some hands raised if you want to get started. Do you want to take a little break for a second, get some water or something, and then we'll come back, or what do you want to do?
Sure. Well, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. I've got water right here.
Okay, I have water too. So we'll go into the second half and take callers and questions in the chat room. If you want to call in, you can call 347-237-5339 to talk to me and Karen. We'll take your questions. Is there anything specific you need from them, or are we just taking calls? What do you think?
I think that we could just, let's take a call, let's talk, and we'll see where we go with that. How about that?
All right, so they can call in 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on the keypad if you want to talk to us, and we'll take your call. Our first caller is 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Kerr. How are you today?
Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess. Well, good morning to you. I still, maybe it's just a tad after. Hello, this is William. Nice to hear hear your conversation and more about you, Karen. Karen or Karen?
Care. It's Care. Just Care.
Care.
K-A-R-E.
Sorry.
Care. That's okay.
Only because you care so much, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Anyhow, nice to hear you as well, Amanda. Another amazing show,
Thank you, as always.
Just in the process of the daily duties of housework and taking care of the animal kids.
Do you have a question?
Is there anything coming through?
Okay. So just
from,
a general
meeting?
Yeah, we could both do that. Amanda, you want to do one too? We'll just kind of do our thing.
Sure. I'm feeling like he's in the artsy mood. He's doing something with art and colors and all that stuff. So go ahead, Kerr. What do you pick up for him?
I think William, I think you're debating on two things. I think you're in a decision-making phase right now of life, either a direction or just a general decision-making phase. Does that make sense to you?
It does in many ways.
Okay.
I'm working on some new projects.
Okay. All right. And then I think maybe one of them you feel tied to more than the others. You feel a little, I don't know if that's the energetic tie is because I'm passionate about this and I love this, or if it's, it could be the other tie too. Where, is that correct? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I would say more into my passion again, that creating my artwork and ready for an art show coming up this 4th of July weekend, going to a wellness center that's just located in downtown Marion that has just opened and have a new gallery space there. So excited about
Fantastic.
That opportunity.
So look at that. You are artsy, just like Amanda said, huh?
I do my best to be artsy and less of the other toot-toot. kidding there.
Good. All right.
Playing with a little bit of words.
In.
But lovely to hear
yeah,
your
you
conversations today.
In.
And blessings, ladies. Thanks again. And I'm going to get back
to
taking care of the kids, smart, and other fun. And we'll catch up again soon.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you,
ladies.
Blessings.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, which is area code 519. You're on the line with Amanda and Kerr. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda and Kerr. I'm good. It's Jennifer.
Hi.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for the advice you gave me regarding the heart chakra and the energy information. It's been a lot of fun experimenting with energy. I've been loving it.
Good.
I have a mediumship question, though. Someone just passed. I was wondering if you're able to connect with them.
Okay.
All right. So, well, my first question is, I don't typically do mediumship so fast on the radio, but I'll give it a whirl. How's that? Right. Okay. The first thing that popped in my head was a male. Now, is this a male that you're speaking of?
It wasn't, but there is a male that's passed fairly recently.
Okay. Well, that would be the one that pops for me, is the male that passed fairly recently, and not the female. Not, but there's more than one spirit for all of us, right? And they come in packs for me, and I'm sure they come that way for Amanda too. But this male energy popped in first, as and he comes out in my cards as the King of Wands. So there's some emotional connection to this male. Does that make sense to you?
Well, King of Wands to me means Aries, and he was an Aries. We shared a birthday.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's fantastic. Good. Oh, look at you. Are you a tarot reader?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's what it
wonderful.
Means to me.
Look at that.
Yep.
Well, look at that. We got our. So, hey, maybe you should be reading me. So the statue's popping through. Amanda, do you have something?
Now, the female that passed, did she pass suddenly? I feel like this was a quick thing. And you're kind of concerned about how she's doing?
I'm concerned about the adjustment for her. Also, mostly maybe the people she left behind. It was fairly quick. It wasn't really long drawn out, but she knew she was going to pass.
Right. So the thing that came into my head, and Kara's right, we generally get what comes to us in our heads, what pops in right away. That's how I work too, because we can't call Elvis on the telephone and say hello. But, you know, the one thing that I do get is that she is okay. She's doing okay. And she's peaceful. So she had a very hard time here on this planet, you know, like the Earth. For some reason, I think it was just what she was around, and she was a very strong empath. So she had some energies that she was soaking in. We do that as empaths. We take on stuff too much. You know, we have to have black tourmaline or mirrors to deflect that energy off of us, you know, just an energy tip. But she is okay, and she's peaceful, and I do feel that she is happy that she can be helping other people on the other side.
Good. And the other person that Kara got, he did pass suddenly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
very good.
Yeah,
he
it
did
does,
pass suddenly.
Yeah.
Okay, and then can I ask you, have you had a visit from the spirit, the female spirit?
It's funny because she came and had a talk with me. I wasn't aware that she had passed yet, but that morning, she'd had a conversation with me, so I told her friend, who, you know, was closer to her than I was, and she said, oh, I don't think she's passed away. And then we found out an hour later that she had passed away, so I was probably, having a conversation right as she passed.
So when Amanda started talking about her, that's when she stepped forward, and she was wanting me to talk about the visit that you had from her. So acknowledge that was a real visit.
Oh, okay.
So she's just honoring that time period with you and made it special. There's like a special highlight in my mind over it, so I know it was special to her too. Okay?
Oh, good. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, our next caller is Erica 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Kara. How are you, 203?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. It's not a great phone. I'm sorry. I just have a quick question about cars. I've been struggling to try and get a new used car. I'm about to turn down an offer for an Odyssey Honda. And I have a good friend named Sam who kind of helps me with information on cars, and he said that particular year, not good. And he has a vintage Volvo that he's fixing up, and it's going to need a bank loan. I'm wondering if I should try and get that car. Money's really tight with me. I have to get a loan. I know I trust this man. I know he's gone through the car with a fine-tooth comb, and it's going to be in the best condition possible. The question is if I can afford the maintenance of a Volvo. This is a sudden change of ideas. Can you see anything?
You getting anything, Care?
Well, I know there's a decision to be made. So, and that she kind of explained that she was going to get this other car, and then there's this card. So that,
mm-hmm.
that's where I'm at with this decision. And then I do feel a little bit of disappointment. And she kind of kept talking and explained that she's, you know, this decision now she's got to make. She's not sure she's going to be able to make money or get a loan. It doesn't want to take on the cost of that. But the outcome, what I'm seeing is I'm pushing through that and trying to get to the end here, which I have a big, beautiful rainbow. So that tells me things, you know, things are okay in the end, no matter what you decide probably. But that's what I'm seeing is things are okay in the end. But you feel tied to one of the decisions. You feel obligated or you're more tied to one of the decisions is what I am gathering. And you are very disappointed about one of going, not being able to go the way you intended. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually two. My mechanic is offering me two, and he's wonderful.
Okay.
He's treating me phenomenally, but he's not like my other friend who's just so particular about cars. And he said, listen, if anything goes wrong, I'll take care of it. And it's much, much cheaper, but today I'm having the feeling of trying to afford the Volvo and, as you say, push through it, and after the fact, I should be able, you know, with luck, I'll be able to afford the maintenance and the loan. Work-wise, it's a little iffy right now, and I have faith that I'll get something new, but I don't at the moment.
Okay. What about you, Amanda?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling that the right decision will come and you won't really like the decision, but it's the best decision for you at the time. And listening to your heart's important when you make that decision. So I'm being told, trust your instinct, listen to your body to be sure, you know, what you're doing is good. That's the best thing I can give you. They're saying, trust your instincts.
Did you say I won't like the decision I make?
I said you're not happy with the decision that is made, but you're putting up with it because it's the best decision. And they're telling me that when you make a decision, it's going to be the right decision because you have to listen to your body. If it doesn't feel good in your body, you're going to move through that and just deal with that.
So I'm
Does that make sense?
Well, I get it, but right now I'm leaning towards the Volvo and a bank loan and, you know, praying to work that
and
out.
And you're not. And let me tell you what you're not going to like about that decision, but doing that would probably be in your best interest. The thing you're not going to like about the loan thing is paying it off. You know what I'm saying? So you're saying,
yeah.
I really don't like that because that is what I don't want to do is pay off a loan. That's what you're saying. Your energy is saying that to me. But you're going
to
do that because it's going to benefit you.
Yes. Yes. It's just a worry.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a worry, and I want to manifest my way to pay it off. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's not
Right, so what you
want to
do
worry.
There, right, what you want to do there is exactly what Care said. You don't want to focus on the worry. Like, you know, I took out a loan, too, on a car. And I'm paying it off, and I'm getting it paid off. So what I tell myself every day, even if I'm stressed about money, which you should not be because that should just attract to you, you can say, I'm good with money. Money flows easily and freely to me. So that way you're saying to yourself, I'm getting that loan paid off. I can afford the Volvo I want. I can pay this off. I have the money. It's coming to me easily and freely. Then that frees up your cell memory and makes that happen. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Care's right. Don't worry about it. Let it happen. See, I'm letting my car loan be paid off because I'm going to pay it off. That's what I'm telling myself. It's going to get paid off. I have a nice car, and it's going to be okay. And I'm not going to worry about money because money flows to me easily and freely. Not that we necessarily believe it in our minds, but we can create the energy of it so we can see that it is paid off.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah, because if you put the energy into the negative thing, that's what grows. So we don't want that
exactly.
to grow. We want the positive outcome, which is, you know, I'm going to pay this off. I see myself making payments and paying this off. I see this being successful. You know, not to say that, you know, you might have to give something else up to be able to pay the loan. I don't know, but, you know, I see it being successful. So it's really up to you. That's why you have the choice.
Yeah, I understand.
Because,
all right.
Because in the ending, we are the ultimate person that creates our own life and manifests what we want in our life because we're in the driver's seat.
Right. And the driver's seat. Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Blessing. Thank you.
Thanks.
Blessing.
Blessing.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Blessing. Kara, this is amazing. I'm really enjoying working with you. We have two more callers here.
Awesome.
We have 415 California. I believe this is Siobhan. Hello, Siobhan. You're on the air with Amanda and Kara. How are you? Siobhan, are you there? Okay. We can't hear you. I'm going to come back to Siobhan, and we're going to go to 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Kara. How are you?
Hi, this is Kathy. I would like to ask you who my main guide is and what I came here to do. What am I supposed to do with my gifts?
Okay. Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
I am in Eagan, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis.
Okay, awesome. Just hearing your voice helps me connect with you, so that's why I'm talking to you for just a moment, a little bit more. How's that? You're welcome. You are welcome. Okay, let me, I'm using some tarot cards too to assist me just a little bit here. And I'm getting a lot of feminine, but I also got a big masculine, a lot of feminine. Oh my goodness. You are quite the, you have some gifts yourself, right? Is that correct?
She sure does.
Amanda knows me well. Yeah, I guess I would be dead if I wasn't here for some reason because I've had so many things happen and now I'm looking at what is it I'm supposed to be doing.
But, I mean, you have some metaphysical tendencies, like you have some intuitive abilities is what I'm saying. Do you recognize your intuitive abilities?
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing here with, you know, because otherwise you could be all over the place.
Sure.
I'm an empath and all that, and I thought maybe you could help me with some direction, what you're, you know, feeling the strongest.
Okay, I couldn't help but tell you about your intuitive abilities because you've got some of the most powerful cards out here in front of me for the intuitive abilities.
You.
I also want to say
so
to you that I think you're a, don't take this wrong because I get called this a natural witch. Meaning a natural at this.
I think
you know
I was
mean?
A witch in the past life. I really
See, there
do.
You
I
go. Okay,
I was too.
Yeah. I was a witch too. I don't think I burned at the stake. But anyway, a lot of us were in the past, but it doesn't matter. So really what is happening here is I do believe there's a divine female stepping forward for you as a guide, and that is what I feel. And I feel like this is a female that you've probably felt the presence before because I think this guide in particular has been with you for quite a while. Some guides can come and go in our life, but this one is coming through as being with you for a while.
I don't know who to talk to or anything like that. It's very confusing to me.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Like when you say guide, any name that pops out, I don't know, you know, like who to talk to. I'm just kind of...
She's wondering,
like,
does she talk
there?
To Archangel Michael, Mother Mary? Who's her guide?
Oh, okay. I got you. So, Amanda, do you have anything to identify? I'll let you speak.
I do. I feel like she has Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary around her because she's very mothering and very sweet. You have Archangel Uriel reminding you that you're on fire and you need your own life. You're in control. You know, don't let people run all over you. You have Archangel Michael for cutting cords and moving forward, you know, because you pick up energy so strongly. Cares, right? Your gifts are so huge and healing that, you know, we all have these gifts and we're learning how to keep balanced with them. Care is a good balancer. So that's what I'm seeing around you is you're a very good nurturer and helper. And let's let Care interject and see what she has to say.
Thank you. I think you picked up on those female energies, the divine female energies that I was feeling, remember? And being able to identify them that quickly was great. So thank you for that, Amanda, the assistance there. But there's a lot of cards here that tell me that we need to take care of our metaphysical side. So have you been looking into more metaphysical things lately? Been trying new things all the time.
I'm doing a lot of physical healing, and because of everything that happened, I would tell many, I think, you know, if there wasn't something I'm really supposed to be doing, I probably wouldn't be here anymore. But I mean, I had to go through all this to get to where I'm supposed to go, and I don't know what that is.
So, Kathy, I just want to tell you something. I have a kitty sitting in my lap that just came as you were talking, and this cat is a nurturer. Her name is. She's a Callie. She's a calico cat. Her name's Callie. She's very mothering, very nurturing. So that tells me that she's picking up on your feminine energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how I'm supposed to reach people, you guys. I guess that's like what modality, so I'm not scattering my energies, Mandy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, one of the things I'm feeling and sensing here is that it's not so much reaching out to other people right now. It's rebuilding you. I think you're in a rebuilding phase of yourself and bringing
but
your energy into balance.
But after that, I guess.
Okay.
I mean is like after, because I know I'm like, you know, what is my strongest? Someone said medium, all that. I don't see myself doing that. Or that's too much work.
Okay.
You are very much
an empath, right?
Yeah, very strong.
Uh-huh. Yes, I can tell. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yeah, she's very much empathic. I don't really see her doing a mediumship gift, but maybe you can hone in on some of the gifts she does have.
Well, I know
she has intuitive
ability.
I guess if there's one that screams out and I should be focusing on, because I'm kind of scattered and Mandy knows that.
Oh, okay, you know her. I didn't know you guys knew each other. Okay.
That's why I'm being quiet.
Okay, that's why you're hesitant. Okay, all right. So one of the things I want to say to you, it's funny that you said that, Amanda, because animals do show up in my reading here. So I have some animals. So I feel like animals, I don't know if that means that you need to be nurtured by animals. Do you have an animal?
No, my son does. The two dogs just follow me anytime I get there. But other than that, I'm a little afraid of animals, but not them.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm surprised to hear that because I feel like you're a natural with animals. I think you would be a very good animal communicator. That's what I think. I think that's one of your strengths is animal communication and understanding what they're needing, wanting, saying, feeling. Does that make sense?
It's something new. I mean, I look at them and, you know, and I mean, my son's two dogs, they just come up to me right away with not seeing me for a long time. But I know that's something that just, no, not really.
Yes, so that's one thing. The other thing is healers. So have you been learning any kind of healing modality or have you learned a healing modality?
Not right now. I wasn't sure how I would do that, but I did put my hands on my girlfriend's knee one time. She said, put your hands on my knee, and said she never had pain since, but I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Okay. That
you're
is
a healer, too.
She's a healer, and I do think she's got a gift with animals. You don't have to hone that gift and do that gift if you don't want to, but I do feel like you have a propensity to lean towards that, and it would be a more natural progression, and maybe that's where the mediumship comes in, because sometimes when we're communicating with animals, it's more of on a mediumship level, but it's just with animals. But,
What's interesting about all of this is the cat is nuzzling me as we're talking. Now, I'm an animal communicator as well, but
maybe
this
it's
cat
a late,
is letting
maybe
me...
Maybe it's a latent ability that I don't know about. Could that be
You
handy?
Don't know about it
it's
yet. Yeah, that... see, this cat is telling me you need nurturing. So it's about, like, rebuilding yourself and, you know, coming into
I'm
your feminine.
That.
It's about, you know, connecting with kids and nurturing them. And letting animals and children nurture you, because this is really apparent. I mean, Callie didn't just come into my lap for nothing. You know, she's like still on my lap, and she's
maybe
like nurturing.
Maybe I need to heal a fear around animals, do you think? I mean,
you
some
could.
Animals
it
I'm
could
a little.
Be. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
That could
interesting.
Be true.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it. Here, can
blessing.
I quickly ask you, if I was to look you up, what do I? How do I look you up? Mandy sent me
look her up
morning,
under
it,
Care Reiki.
She was really busy. Care
yeah,
Reiki.
It's
okay. Thank you so much.
Care Reiki.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
All right, look her up on
you
Facebook.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Blessing.
Love you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take California. Here, she's 415. Hello, Siobhan. How are you today? You're on the line with Amanda and Care. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello. There you are.
Hi.
Yeah, we hear you.
I was yelling at you guys before and didn't realize I hit mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's one of those days where you think, did I get on the radio or not? So my big thing is
you hit the mute button.
I hit the mute button. Yeah. I have energy that goes up and down and up and down and up. I can't seem to balance it. I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. Let me see what we've got. I take it this is someone you know, Amanda?
Oh,
yes,
hi,
yes.
I know Siobhan.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. All right.
That's why
so
I'm being quiet, Kara, because
I
know
that's,
her and you can give her
like,
guidance
okay,
first.
Give me a second. I'm spreading out my cards and I'm feeling you and that kind of thing. So give me a second. Where are you located, Siobhan?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. What kind of day
yeah,
is it there today? Is it beautiful?
So, you know, that might be it, that I'm feeling the sads because since November 1st of last year, we really haven't had any sunny days. We've had like maybe five. It's a real change for San Francisco to not have any sunny days, you know?
Okay.
Or
so here's what I see. Or and feel and whatever. So this is my intuitive hit for you is that maybe there's a little bit of a funk you're going through. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yes,
maybe
very much so.
A little bit of you know I'm not a medical professional, so I don't like to throw out terms. So funk is a good term that I can throw out without you know any problems. So a little down maybe a little funk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And so you asked why you're feeling like that. What was your question?
Just, do you see a way I can balance it?
Okay, all right, gotcha. Okay, and then emotionally, are you taking too much on also?
Yeah, but that's kind of something
okay.
I have to do. Yeah,
okay,
I'm caregiving for a parent, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder it's emotionally burdensome. Okay, I got you. Okay, so it is about balance for you. It's about balancing you and taking self-care. So you've got to find a way to get some self-care in there. I feel like you try, but it's not enough for you, and you know that because you're feeling, you know, the energy sometimes is low, the mood is sometimes low, and right, and but yet you feel an obligation, correct?
I'm in obligation, but I knew that, you know, I love my parent, but it just was, I had a different idea of how all the family would be together, and that's not what happened.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, right. I see that you, actually your outcome card is the burden card, which is the Ten of Wands. Okay, so you feel like it's all falling on your shoulders. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. You know what I'm trying to do is balance. I want to balance. I have my own life. And I have good caregivers, and I do the caregiving for Dad as well. And I just want a balance where I have my life. I my friend said the other day, I think it's 14 years you've been caring for parents, and you don't have it anymore. She said, you don't have a life. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for
and
pointing
so
that out.
What's going on in the physical activity department? What kind of physical activity are you doing?
I'm walking dogs right now because I can't stay away from the house very long.
Okay.
I'm ramping up. I just want San Francisco to cooperate. It's freezing cold again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is one of the things that's coming through is physical exercise will do you some good. Physical movement of the body, okay, is going to do you some good. Along with taking the time to also work on, so you meditate, is that correct?
I do, but usually I fall asleep these days. But, yes, I do meditate.
Okay. So can we play with some of those? We're talking earlier about chakra-guided meditations for chakras. Have you done any of those?
Yeah, I do.
Let's not do them when you're going to fall asleep. Can we do them when you're more awake during the day, maybe like right after lunch or something, you know, find a time where you can do them and pay attention because you can find a good chakra meditation for 15 to 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be a half hour or an hour. Do the shorter ones and maybe you'll stay alert. That's going to be the other key. But if you're exhausted, you're going to fall asleep and that's normal and that's what your body needs at that time. But I want to work on that, your spiritual energy centers also because we need to balance those so your energy doesn't feel so depleted. Right? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, affects your mood and everything else. So the messages are about your chakra energy centers for you and physical activity. So physical activity is going to be pretty key for you. However, when I see it in my mind, it's not physical activity at home. It's leaving the home and having physical activity. Okay?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Exactly. Amanda, do you have anything to add?
I definitely agree with the physical activity, you know, because sometimes you can get too tied down inside with taking care of someone because I've done that before. So that may be key is to make sure you take the time. Again, that's that self-care, the meditation, the affirmations, keeping your chakras balanced and activity movement's really good. So I'm right there with you. I think the more physical activity Siobhan gets, the better she'll feel.
Yes, yes. Outside of the home, though, because it was leaving the home, going somewhere, you know, like I had flashes of like a pickleball court just because I started pickleball. I don't know that you did, but you know what I mean? Things like that that you would do away from home. And I love that you take walks, too, because that is helpful also. But this way you're exercising your physical body by doing physical activity, and you are exercising your chakras by running them and clearing them.
Exactly.
And those are
mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are both critical for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Siobhan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate your support.
Blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessing. All right, our next caller, it looks like a Skype caller. It's 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Care. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Tiffany. I like your show. Quick question. Do you see that things will be getting better for me?
And your name is?
I do. Melissa's her name.
Well, yes, hi, Melissa.
I just had a hard time, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Is she still there?
My finances. Yes, my finances.
Yeah, she's
please.
There.
Oh, okay. Great.
She's wondering.
All right. yes, and you wanted to know if things will be getting better for you?
Yeah, like my finances.
Okay, well, things can begin. Okay, and that would be why I've got so many pentacles right here. Okay, very good. I got four pentacles out. All right, that makes sense. Career finance is your question, and I do see things moving forward for you in the near future. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to run forward, but I feel like, you know, they are going to move and point in the right direction, but give yourself some patience and some time. But I do see things moving in a direction that you would appreciate. In other words, the more positive direction. But again, this is not a fast moving thing I'm coming into. Okay, so you got to breathe a little bit, take a little bit of time. Amanda, do you have something?
I really feel like the finances are picking up. It's not overnight, but it's going to happen.
Right.
And things
right.
are slowly getting better. It's just a day-by-day process. It's that really self-care again. You know, that message is really clear for lots of people. You've got to do the chakra balancing, the meditations, the affirmations, talking to yourselves, eating healthy, and getting outdoors. That's really important.
Right. And then that, remember that that mantra that you said about money? This is a good one for her to write down. Remember?
Yeah,
about,
money flows to me easily and freely. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's a good one for you to say every day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Blessings.
You.
Kara, it has been so wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you. Are we done?
I've enjoyed you because we're down to 14 seconds and we've had all our callers call in.
Well,
it goes by
you.
So fast, you know.
Yes. Now, I have a website, too. It's www.carereiki.com. It's K-A-R-E-R-E-I-K-I.com.
Yeah, because you care, carereiki.com, K-A-R-E.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, I love the spelling of that. I like.
Mm-hmm.
I liked you when I first met you, girl.
Oh, it's been years,
you know,
too, hasn't it? 10?
It's
it been 10?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, I think it's been 10 years I've known you, and I love knowing you. I feel like I've known you forever. You're my sister, no matter what. You're my spiritual sister, so we've gone back many lifetimes, I'm sure.
I am certain of it, too.
Yeah, so I just
thank
love
you
your balancing.
Me.
Yeah, thank you for teaching everybody about your balancing, how to find you, and all that good stuff. I love having you on because of your ethics and your balance and your professionalism. So I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate it. And the same back to you. Thank you so much for all you do. And
thank you,
and
dear.
Are. All right. You're
thank
welcome.
You. All right, everybody have a good day. Check out carereiki.com. She will help you over the phone and stuff as well. So you can find her on Facebook at Care Reiki. And we'll see you next Monday, same time, same show, Messages of Light. So see you next Monday. Blessings.
Human, there's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion.